Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Raise your voice and say,
hallelujah.
Sing.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty
reigns. Oh, shame on God. Sing.
Hallelujah.
Morning, top of the morning to all our listeners. You're tuned into Radio Africana and this is Morning Dew. We want to thank God for the Lord. He alone is worthy, worthy of praise, worthy of adoration, worthy of thanksgiving, worthy of our appreciation for who He is. He is the one to be worshipped and adored. Father, we just thank You for the privilege that is today. Thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. The Bible makes us to understand of Your mercies we are not consumed. So we thank You for the privilege of yet another new day. Thank You, Father, for, you know, giving us the breath that only You can give. Thank You that we are able to stand, to see, to talk. All our five senses are functioning. To You alone be all the glory. Thank You for all that we've been able to accomplish in the days past, the months past, in the year 2025. We're in the 10th month. Thank You, Lord, for the journey thus far. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You for His ministry of guiding us, navigating us into the truth, helping us discover who it is we are in Christ. We thank You for all of this. Want to thank You, as always, for all our listeners who are tuned in. you know, those who are being blessed wherever they are in whatever part of the world they reach on this channel is incredible. And I just thank God for that grace. And I pray, Lord, that everything we share today, even as we glean through the scriptures, we'll be able to release grace to everyone that will hear, release some understanding, cause a part of their capacity to see, to be further enlightened, their ears to hear, and bring them to a place of hearts that understand. We ask this of you and we thank you in Jesus' precious name. So once again, lovely people, good morning and a pleasure to be with you. Okay, so we're continuing in our, you know, series which we've been doing for a couple of weeks, which is walking with the Lord. We had our key scripture, looking at Ephesians chapter 4, and then we started from verses 11, and we looked at the fact that he's distributed spiritual gifts to strengthen and equip the church. And Paul says that this gives our people, and he gave apostles and prophets and evangelists, shepherds, you know, and teachers to equip the saints in the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ. We see this in Ephesians chapter 4 from 11 on, from read all to 13, you know. And we talk about the fact that each of these men are graced with an anointing. They represent a particular aspect of the grace of God, and grace is, you know, that divine enablement for us to do what we are not capable of doing. So that brings us to an understanding of the fact that we are walking into a plan. The Bible talks in Romans chapter 8, 28-29, for whom he did foreknow, he predestined. So there is a predestination, there is a blueprint of the Father, there is how he has known us. He said, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you to be a prophet. Think about it. Before you came to church, before you even know the word prophet, there's what God had predestined you to be, and he has ordained you. Now, this is speaking prophetically. This is the word of God that will become yea and amen. This is the word of God that will become flesh. The word of God that will take upon the form of that which is being communicated. And so, for us to really come in alignment with that predestined destination, that blueprint of the Creator, there are certain things that we need to first come in. And you know, last week we're looking into Matthew chapter 7, and it was telling us about knocking, you know, about seeking, you know. And let's just look at it again. So Matthew chapter 7, and it says in verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. So you need to ask for it to be given to you. You need to seek and you will find. You'll need to knock and to be open to you. So straight away, whether it's asking, seeking, or knocking, okay, there's what you must do. So the plan is there. There has been a prophetic word which you need to engage with that will bring an understanding. If you continue therein, you will come to know the truth. All right, so there's a lot of things there. There is the plan that is settled. There is what God has said concerning you ever before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Think about it. So some of us come here and we're so bombarded with, oh yeah, you need to get a career, you need to go this, get that. Your walk in life, it's not the job. I don't know how to put that in plain English. There's a work you are called to do. There's a studying to show yourself approved for the work God has called you to do. It's not your job. It's a totally different thing. And so a lot of us are bombarded with just life. We're bombarded with, this is the way it has been. We're bombarded with our culture, our tradition, the things that have been handed down to us. And then we go on this journey of discovery. And sometimes we'll have clocked so many years of laboring, of strife, and it's like, what is this life all about? Well, it's possible because you've not found your work. You've not found your true purpose, you know. And remember, the one who created and put you here, he has a blueprint. So by the time, no, thank you, Holy Spirit. In England here, we've got Land Rover, right? They produce Land Rover cars. Now, the designers of the Land Rover cars, ever before you bought one, knows what type of car you're supposed to be. You can't suddenly take your Land Rover and decide, I'm going to F1. What are you doing? It was not designed. So you'll be struggling there. You can't meet up with the speed. You can't handle the bends. You don't have the low center of gravity. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. You were not designed for F1. and you need to consult your creator to now be able to school you that, my friend, first look at the center of gravity. It's not for F1. Look at the suspension. I'm going very technical now. It cannot handle the bends in F1 racing. Okay, look at the carriage. There's room to carry more people, more load. F1, we don't need all that extra weight, you know. So it is with our lives. There's the blueprint of the manufacturer. Okay, let me give you another one you can relate to. You know your remote control. It may in some way look like your phone. It's not your phone. Right? So if you take your phone and you're trying to change the channel on the TV, what are you trying to do? And so it's just the same thing, that is what we're designed to do or be or manifest. Okay, there are graces that God is imparting to us because of our calling and our work. And so when we take all our energy and we're going in a different direction, we may be working contrary or at, you know, cross purposes with what we're designed to do. May the Lord give us understanding in these things in Jesus' name. So I wanted to really look at that word seek. And let's see what we can glean from the scriptures about seeking. All right. So first we have in another very interesting part of the scriptures. We have it in Matthew chapter 6. Okay. So that's the chapter before Matthew chapter 7. And it's very interesting, some of the things that are said in Matthew chapter 6. But let's look at the main scripture there. So this is before Matthew chapter 7. And it says, but seek first the kingdom, okay, of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Right, so there's what you must first seek, the kingdom of God. That is where God reigns and rules. Okay, reigns, he is king over that domain. Okay, everything, the power, authority, the distribution of graces, anointing, power, on and on, everything that makes the kingdom function, where he rules as the monarch of the universe. You need to seek his kingdom first. That's different from where you grew up. That's different from your country. That's different from the background in which you were raised. And of course, your country, your background, all of these have influenced you in no one way, shape or form to be who we are today. And he's saying, in spite of that, seek first the kingdom. So we're seeking for something that we've probably not seen. We're seeking for a king and how he reigns, how he rules, what's expecting for our lives that we may not come to understand. So we cannot come with whatever it is we have learned, your degree inclusive, okay, your academic intellect, your mind, the way it works. Now, all of these things will not help you in this that you are seeking. And that can be very frustrating because we have to start afresh. We almost have to start from ground up. And unless you become like little children, the Bible says, these things will be very difficult and very challenging. And a lot of us know what I'm talking about. Have you ever tried to go to school or praise God, help me with this, Lord, an adult person going back to reception? You can't even sit in the chair. Okay, the way they are playing and all of those, you don't play like that anymore. You are too serious. All the knowledge you have, but you need to become like those little children to start from the ground up. So there's a great work the Lord does in us as we begin to seek the kingdom. There's a great lot of baggage that we carry that needs to be trimmed off. There are excesses. They can't, you know, help you on the journey of seeking, and they will not help you discover. Then you hear things like the Bible says, well, they have eyes but they cannot see. So there you're looking at your physical eyes, but you're not seeing what God wants you to see. God will have to help you there. You've got your ears and yet you're not hearing. I read the Bible, I've read it from chapter to chapter. No, you're not getting in it. You have not even come to the place, or you know, the plateau of understanding. So when the Bible is talking about eyes that cannot see, ears that cannot hear, we don't like to hear that. But the truth is, you can't see. This kingdom is not the physical what you call environment you've been used to. And so we need our eyes of our understanding enlightened. We need eyes to see spiritually. We need ears that hear spiritually and have a heart that understands spiritual things. Now, it's not going to come because you got one revelation. It comes by you studying, spending time in the Word of God. Okay? So we're just going to look at some of the things, the scripture, which we have to become conversant with, and say, what does it mean, okay, to seek first the kingdom? To seek first the kingdom of God is to make God's will and His righteousness rule, okay, the highest priority in your life. Now, let's just even take that first bit alone. God's will, okay, and His principles, okay, His righteousness rule the highest priority in your life. When you want to make any decision, when you're thinking about your core values or what it is, okay, I can do this or I can do that or I'll compromise that, what is informing your decision? What marks the boundary of what you will do and what you will not do? What marks what is right and what's wrong? Is it the scripture? Is it the Word of God? Or is it your intellect? Is it things people have told you? Is it what came from your culture or your tradition? These are things you have to ask. Now, if that is not, you know, prioritized in your life as being informed by what the Word of God teaches, then you know that you need to make some alteration there. How many people are moved more by cultural stuff? How many of you grow up? I've heard it hundreds of times. My mommy used to tell me, my mommy, God bless your mother, thank God for her life. But that is not necessarily scripture. God will help us. My daddy, and they, when they are young, my teacher, if you have children, you understand what I'm talking about. My teacher, if they get to a place like, what do you know? You that took them to reception, they come back and they tell you, my teacher. So there are different things that influence and form the priorities of our lives. And what he's saying here, you must make sure that God's will and His righteousness rule the highest priorities in your life. The Lord will help us to understand. Sometimes, unless we break it down like this, we're not aware where we're going around in circles. You know, we're not aware how we come out of the rat race. We are not even aware that we're in some kind of simulation. You're running according to a program. But you've been programmed by what you saw. You've been programmed by the things that you heard. You've been programmed by the things that you've come to understand in your nurturing outside the scope of the scriptures. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Right. So, placing this alignment, okay, above personal ambition. Hello. Some of those things that we desire, my mother said this. So if you meet some families where they're very academic, everybody has 2 degrees or 10 doctorates, what have you. And so once you grow up there, it's like you're not doing anything. You have not even attained your first degree. It's your environment, you know. But I think I've said it here several times. There are things that God will have you do. It doesn't need your academic prowess. It doesn't need your certificate. It does not need your knowledge of those things. Why? Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus is on the inside of you and is not lacking power, authority, or ability to perform the will of God. Am I talking to somebody? All right. So once you understand that it's not what you have acquired, it's not your mental ascent. God doesn't need any of those things. Have you not read how he fought battles and the other army, they just heard a sound. They heard a sound and they turned back. God didn't need 500 men, 1,000 men. He didn't need drones and helicopters and special planes. No, none of this sort. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm saying this because there are just some scriptures that keep coming to mind. I think we talk about Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Until him who is able to do exceedingly. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above anything you can ask. Now we're talking about seeking, asking, and knocking. God can do above anything you can ask for, anything you can search for, and beyond Think about it. So when he's asking you to come and do something, he's not relying on your capacity. He's not relying on what you have now or what you don't have. That is not an issue or a supply problem with the one that is coming you. He just needs your yieldedness. He needs you as a vessel, and he can do extreme things, enormous things. He can bring provisions to you for any vision. You know, one of the things I find, and I know I'm digressing a little bit, well, when you find a lot of people that are working the will of God and doing the will of God, it's very hard to explain to the people you work with what the vision is. And that's because they're not seeing what you are seeing. They didn't hear what God told you. Hello? They don't have eyes that have been trained. They don't have ears that... So they cannot come to a place of understanding what it is that you are conceiving or you're trying to explain to them. That conversation was not had to them. That revelation was not given to them. And so it becomes very difficult. And so even to be able to walk alongside a person that has a vision from God, you need your eyes enlightened. You need your ears being able to hear. You need spiritual capacity. We talked last week about discerning. By their fruits, you will know them. Now, the fruit again, you have to have been engaging with the Spirit to be able to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And then you can see the difference that it produces in the life of a man. All right. So I know I've said a couple of things here, but I just really want us to understand that there are two different tracks. The track that we grew up, the things that influence whatever we have become today, and the will of God, the purpose of God, and the work of God. And may the Lord help us to understand the differences in Jesus' name. Okay. So I just want to go over that. We're seeking, all right, to make God's will, his righteousness, that's righteous rule, right rule, right standing with God as a rule, the highest priority of our lives. Okay, that is what decides whether... No, you don't understand. You know, they brought that £500,000 job to you now. And is the money that is it of God? Is the... where is that one? It's the money now that is determining where my brother is going. And that's why some people, by the time they get that job, they change color. Have you ever met those kind of people? You that were sitting down together having your fish and chips in one little corner, now because of a job, because they earn £250,000 a year, they have turned green. You can't even talk to them. You're talking to your brother, he's not answering his calls. No, they've changed. They've become another man because of money. The Lord will help us. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. May we not make it our priority. That's the key word here. Okay? I'm not saying don't go for money. No, not everything that glitters is gold. Is it the will of God? That's very important. Okay? So in along with the highest priority in our life, we're placing it above personal ambition. Okay, so give an example, personal ambition above. Well, how many people have had ambition? Have you seen them? All the money now, and the house with the car. Even if I live, I think there are about 7 cars outside there, and the bro is not happy. Oh, what a shame. Those of you that are running that race, have you seen the breast, the end? Look at the guy at the end of it. Multi-million, big house, big, and he's lonely. No joy. So why are you... is that where you want to end up? You need to think about that. You know, I always tell people that if you're going on a track that people have gone and they're coming back, I say, brother, there's no road there. You could have listened to their counsel. My dear sister, that place you're going, no, trust me, there's nothing there. He said, but what you going? I say, hey, I'm take my little advice. There's nothing there. You know, or you put your ladder on a long wall and you think you're going to jump over to the other side. Then somebody else is coming down from the ladder. Okay, that ladder you are climbing, there's no other side. It's just blank at the top. May we pick the signs that are on the way, either from people or signs telling you there's no way there. You know, some people, how they end up in the dead. There's a sign said dead end. You don't have to reach the end of that end to know that it's a dead end or it's a cul-de-sac. There's signs you can read. And oftentimes, a lot of us just go through our lives and we're not reading and taking the signs. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm just talking about seeking first the kingdom of God. It means prioritizing your life, okay, and placing it above your personal ambition, above wealth, and worldly concerns. This will really help us. And so the scripture is very good in helping us to understand these things. And this involves orienting your thoughts. Okay, I did say at the beginning, when you are making that decision, what thought is pushing you? My mother said, my father said, and my teacher said, or you know, some for some people is their TikTok influencer. I think it was one I heard the other day. They say rapture was going to happen in praise the Lord, and I look at people as if you had only looked into the word of God. You don't be deceived. He said there'll be false teachers with false teaching. Brethren, there are things around us that can warn us, and then tomorrow you wake up and go back to that church for what? He said no, it wasn't the actual Gregorian calendar, it was the Jewish calendar, and so it's going to be in October. I think we're past the praise God for some people. You know, the Bible said the Berean Christians, we need to learn from them. They went to check that these things they said was true. Why don't you too check the word of God? Why don't you check and meditate on the scripture? You know, like Matthew chapter 6, open it, read it, try and gain understanding. Use your AI, use Google, whatever works for you, and get some understanding of the true meaning. Get a Bible concordance, get different versions of, do a proper study. Am I talking to anybody here? Amen. And the truth will set you free. But because we're not ready to commit, we're not ready to do our due diligence, we just want to hear from somebody that can package everything in 5-10 minutes, this is the way you need to go, well, the Lord will help you and the Lord will grant you success in your endeavors. Now, it involves orienting our thoughts. So I was talking about the thoughts. So your thoughts, if they're not based on the word of God, if they're not based from the study of the scripture, your actions and your daily decisions to align with God's desires, trusting that by prioritizing his own spiritual agenda, okay, that's how we come in alignment with the will of God. So look into God's agenda, look into God's will. Remember, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he knew you. He had a plan for you. He says he has ordained you a prophet. Now you are going, somebody tells you you are a teacher. Whose reports do you want to believe? He says he has ordained you to be someone that will help. Now you want to become an apostle. Okay, may the Lord help you. Were you graced with the capacity? Do you have the unction? Do you have the ability? Am I talking to somebody here? God who created you knows what is within you. Let's go back to Land Rover and F1. Now, when you look at the features in the Land Rover, the designer put certain features within the 4x4 vehicle that makes it good for off-road. And the features that will be ideal for F1 racing are not in a Land Rover. So, when you want to place yourself on the F1 track, you were not designed for that. You'll be frustrated. You'll be confused. A lot of things are not going to work. May the Lord help us to understand the features that God has embedded within us. And that's why he gave men with graces to teach us, to equip us, to understand our spiritual features, our spiritual graces, our spiritual capacity. Amen. And now we can align with God's agenda for us. Okay, so moving on. What does it mean to seek God's kingdom? Like we said, prioritizing God's will, it means your primary goal is to live in accordance with God's perfect will. How would you know God's perfect will if you've never read the scriptures? How can the Holy Spirit bring to remembrance when you didn't even attend any Moodle? Hello, somebody. You didn't attend any class. You didn't read any chapter. Okay, when we're doing John, were you there? So you don't know in the beginning. No, you were not there when we're doing John. You know, it's different from Revelation. It's definitely not Matthew chapter 6. The Lord will help us with these things in Jesus' name. So God's perfect will, and to bring his glory to the forefront of your life. So everything that God has said you will be is to make manifest his glory, to bring it to the forefront, so that you'll be a vessel that literally puts the glory of God on display. Am I communicating here? All right, so there's a glory, there are attributes of God that God has decided that through you. So for example, if he's called you to be a teacher, the grace of a teacher, you know, that effortless, that ability to help people to understand, to teach effortlessly, to come to their level, to be able to meet them wherever they are. The Bible says, come as you are, but do not remain the way you are. So a teacher will take you, come like that, no problem, come as you are, but you have to stay in the models, you have to be consistent, you must be committed, so that he will take you to a place where the glory can find expression in you and through you to your world. Then the next thing it talks about is pursuing righteousness. This involves, you know, striving to live a life of holiness. Okay, right standing with God, spiritual integrity. Hello, nothing broken, nothing missing, rather than following religious rules. Oh, can I talk about religious rules? Let me not call any denomination here and the things they will make you do and undo. And is it in the Bible? Where does that come from? And some people are so committed to those rules. None of that is spiritual. There's a lot of activities among believers. It's not spiritual at all. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, I like the next one. It says focusing on spiritual activities. It means dedicating time to prayer. There's a lot prayer can do for you. There's a lot prayer can reveal. There's a lot, when we talk about asking, seeking, okay, and knocking in place of prayer. Reading the Bible. Worshipping, okay, and other spiritual practices. You have to attain the modules on the types of prayer. That's very important. Okay, what does that mean? What type of prayer do we pray now? Now let's take a plumber for example. You've got a toolbox. It's got a spanner, it's got a wrench, it's got star screwdriver, it's got the flat screwdriver, it's got a clamp. Now, each of those things in his toolbox are for a specific kind of task, and he must know when to deploy the screwdriver. He must know when he needs to deploy the wrench. He must know when he needs to dip. Am I talking to anybody here? So in the same way, we have features given to us, okay? And we need to learn how to use. So prayer, for example, is a lot on prayer. There's prayer where you are praising God, there's prayer of thanksgiving, there's prayer of commanding and declaring, declaring, okay, authoritative. So sometimes when we are supposed to be taking our authority, exercising our spiritual authority, some people are there begging. Excuse me, you are begging when you are supposed to exercise authority. It's just not on, you know. You must know the appropriate tool for the appropriate situation so that you bring out or deploy what is necessary. So sometimes prayer is necessary. Sometimes reading the Bible is what's essential. There's what you gain from worship, okay? You create the right atmosphere to engage, you know? So we need to know the differences of all these other spiritual practices and know when to take what posture. Amen, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can you imagine you're in your family and there's a problem, and when God says, okay, I need you to just give me thanks and praise, then we are begging God. People, did you hear what he said? He says, just give me praise. The instruction was to give praise. You don't even hear clearly. You just whatever. It doesn't work like that. You know, okay, they say your enemy is in another continent. Then you put your hand and you're bringing out a pistol. What's that going to do when your enemy is in another continent, about 2,000 kilometers from where you are? Your pistol is not the appropriate weapon. Hello, somebody. Okay, so for whatever situation you find yourself, there is an appropriate tool spiritually. We must be conversant with our tools. We must have studied how to use each one of them. We must understand the different types. We must know when to deploy them. So like I said, focusing on spiritual activities, knowing what to do part time. Hello? The Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. So if you've not first acquired the knowledge, then you cannot apply the wisdom, and definitely it will not bring the profit that you desire. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We'll take a break now, and then we'll come back, and then we carry on with our program and just look out more into what it really means to seek, you know, the face of the Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God, you know, and what we need to be doing so that we can take delivery of the things that God has in mind for each and every one of us. See you on the flip side of the break. Morning. If you're just joining us, you're welcome back. We had a break there. You're tuned into Radio Africana, and this is Morning Dew. Yes, we're looking at walking with the Lord. We're looking more into what it means to seek, to knock, you know, and to ask. And we're just looking that in depth. Our key scripture for today, we're looking at Matthew chapter 6. You know, seek ye first the kingdom. And we're trying to understand what that means. Now, I don't know if you listen to the words in the song, above all, okay? So, he who has called you Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He who has called you is faithful. He who has called you is, you know, compassionate. His mercies endureth forever. While he took the decision, while he was crucified, while he lay behind a rock, okay, while he went through all of that, above every other thing that was created, will ever be created, including men in authority, men in government, you know, positions, titles, whatever, above all of that, he thought about you, and he went and he took the fall because he had you in mind. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Our salvation may be free, it may be cheap, you know, in terms of we think we don't pay anything. No, it cost him his life, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice. So he shed his blood. It cost. He lived to die. He lived to be a sacrificial lamb of God, so that you and I can have hope. You and I can refer to the word of God. You and I can be changed and transformed to that will and that purpose of God for our lives. He knew your struggles. He's quite acquainted with the challenges you may be facing. He's quite acquainted with the challenges you face at the crossroads of life. He's quite acquainted with the challenges you may face even in reading the scriptures, in making a decision. He's acquainted with all of that. But above all of that, he was there from the beginning. This is the Lamb of God that was slain, the Bible says, before the foundation. So there's nothing you are manifesting, you are going through now, that is taking God, his spirit, by surprise. Not at all. I pray that we know what was above everything that we are going through, what was there before we ever came to this side of eternity, and now we can weigh and make a right choice. All right, so the Lord is above all, you know. And if we might just read, I'm reminded of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. But I just want to read the big early parts of that same scripture, Ephesians chapter 3. And then let's look at some of the verses at the beginning. Okay, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm reading from 14. It says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He is above all. Okay, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. This is his desire for you, right? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So rooting, taking roots and being grounded, it takes time, it's a process, okay? May be able to comprehend, that is to understand with all the saints, what is the width, the length and depth, okay, and height, to know the love of God, the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Think about that. To know the love of Christ, to know how this love is received, to know how you can sustain it, to know how that you can allow it to walk in you and be filled with all the fullness of God. Now verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do all that we have mentioned here, exceedingly abundantly above all. Hello people, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Okay, and verse 21 says, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Before anybody thought, what is the way, how will this work, what is this curriculum, any school of thought, any discipline, he was above all. and the one who created the earth, the one that's above all that's been created. Think about it. The one that's been given wisdom above all of that is beckoning to you, is communicating that maybe you should look at his blueprints, maybe you should consider his will and plan for you that he had ever before you were conceived in your mother's will. These are the things that form the basis of our walk with God. I pray that in our busyness of life, we will have time to really consider these truths, to really reflect on them. Otherwise, you are just, anybody been to the gym lately, then you get on the treadmill, you will walk there, you will labor, you will sweat, but you've not left the sports. Hello, somebody. Very active, very busy, but you may not be doing the business of God. Activity is not business. There is a will of God. There's a purpose for your life. That's the work of God. And I pray that God will help us to understand these things and to spend time to know the difference. Okay, so we're talking about focusing on spiritual activities. I just went there to explain that the one behind prayer, the one behind reading the Bible, worship, and all other spiritual practices, as you know, we're given admonishment in the scripture, he is above all. And if you want to be above in life, then you need to take the counsel from the one that's above all. There's a wisdom that comes from above. The Bible says there's also a wisdom that is earthly, it's demonic, and is sensual. It appeals to the flesh. You know how many times I've said, you'll be involved in an activity, you are very, very busy. None of that is spiritual. May we not be clogged on that treadmill in our journey to life. Now, another important bit, look up a few minutes here. Let's see. It talks about serving others. This is something I really, really want to emphasize. I'm just here on this platform trying to share with you. But in terms of proclaiming the gospel, demonstrating God's character through acts of mercy, through grace and the truth, is a key part of seeking his kingdom. So you are not meant to stay as you are. Remember, we say you can come as you are, but you are not to remain as you are. So there must be change. There must be transformation. There must be evidence that you have encountered the Spirit of God. There must be a willingness to be obedient to the instructions of the scripture, so that the things that have been prophetically declared about you can be made manifest. But there's a process. There are models you need to attend. All right, so that leads us to how to apply this in our lives. Again, examine your priorities. Ask yourself if your time, your energy, your resources are primarily invested in spiritual pursuits or in the things that perish. May we not labor, waste our energy and our time in things that perish. May you identify and early sow what is, you know, of eternal value, what will count in all of eternity. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain? Remember, I talked about all the cars, the houses, all the, you know, accolades, the titles, and lose the value of your... Why do you think you are going through what you are going through? Why do you think the Bible says in Psalm 2, why do the hidden rage? Why are you going through? There's something God has invested in you, and the enemy is battling day and night to ensure you don't discover who you are. Talk less, know what you are capable of manifesting, and talk less of you even reaching your goal. I pray the enemy will not have a victory with his thoughts and plans over you, but rather you yield to the counsel of God and you will make him the one at the center. Make God the center in your daily decisions, whether about your work, your family, your finances. Make God the center. You know, there's this lovely track, Jesus at the Center of It All. Make sure Jesus is at the center. Make sure when you're making that decision, Jesus told you, hello somebody, you are led by the Spirit. That is from the scripture. It is based on something scriptural, not your academic. The Lord will help people here. I'm not saying don't go to school. There's a place for it. It says seek first. Okay, so there's a place to go to school. There's a, you need to read, of course. You need to write your name. You need to be able to count your money. It's very, very good. So there are those parts that are good, but you need to move on from there to higher calling. And so it says seek first and all the other things will be added beside. May the Lord give us understanding in the precious name of Jesus. So consult him in these choices, in your decision making. Oh, I'm not saying you should pray and fast so that you know which toothpaste you use in the morning or which shirt you, but sometimes he might decide to be very particular about those details. Just be sensitive in the spirit. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Make God the center in all your daily decisions, whether it's about work, family, finances. Make God the center. Consult him. Stay in communion with him, right? Then trust in his provisions. All right, so if he's called you to do something, okay, when you are focused on his agenda, then you can release anxiety and trust that he will meet your needs as promised in the scripture. So when you trust him, if the vision is from him, the provision will be made available. So there's nothing to worry. But if it's not his agenda, then you'll be looking for provision. You're going to be using for all your strength. Have you heard people that are looking for what is not lost? May you not be in that situation. You know, they're traveling to far places for something that's in their trouser pocket. It's just, you know, things that you really don't want to happen. I'm being very practical here. Follow his commandments. Obey God's laws, okay? Not out of obligation. God blesses a cheerful giver. The Lord bless you with all his riches in glory. So if you're not cheerful, God won't bless you. Some people will sell it to you that way. May the Lord help you to understand what the scripture is actually saying. Whether you listen, each day you wake up, sun shines on you. When the rain is coming, it's not as if they stop it from falling on your own house or snow or what have you. Right, God is generous with his blessings toward his people. All right, he loves you whether you respond or not. He said, while we were yet sinners, he paid the price. So God's kind of love is not conditional as we see with men. So let's understand how God is different. Let's discern the ways of God. Let's understand his instructions to us. Let's spend time to follow instructions, to follow the admonition of the scriptures. As we walk with the Lord, he has a plan for you, and the Lord will see you through in Jesus' name. So to obey God's law, you must first be a candidate in the school where you understand the laws. You know, where you study the laws. Before you can be an official law enforcement agent, you must have studied the law. Have you seen anybody that has not gone to law school, then they want to be in the court of law defending some? What do you know that you're going to do there? Which aspect of the law or the regulations or what promulgation? You have to first study to show yourself approved, a workman. Then you can step out into your trade. You can step out into the calling of God. Okay? But out of reference and a desire to reflect his wise and loving nature. I've said several times here that the Lord wants us to be witnesses to our world. Okay? Witnesses of his reality, of the word of God working in us and through us, weaknesses of the ministry of the Spirit, okay, so that your life becomes living proof that there is a God above, that there is a school of the Spirit, that there is a reward for them that diligently seek him. Whoever cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So lovely people, I pray that we really take on board, you know, this in-depth on seeking. first the kingdom, seeking as a means of accessing depths of truth and to be able to take command of the, you know, reward, the harvest of that word. But if you are not committed, if you will not stay consistent, then that harvest will continue to elude you. It's a process you must understand. There are terms, there are conditions. You must be acquainted with the rules. You must trust in the one who's asking you to do what he's asked you to do, and his reward is with him. So Father, we just ask that everyone that listens to your word, everyone that yields their heart, everyone that decides, Lord, I want you to lead me, Lord, I want you to direct me, let my steps be ordered by you. It says the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. I pray that the Lord himself will order your steps. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes spiritually to see, will open your ears so that you can hear and be able to walk in your heart, having a renewed mind, a renewed vigor, so that you will come to a place of understanding of what he means for you, what he desires for you, and you can take delivery. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you, and may the Lord be merciful to you, to your family, to everything that concerns you. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in. Lovely people, till we meet again, same time on the same channel, you know, I hope you've been blessed today. Okay, continue your walk with the Lord. Continue to seek his face. Continue to knock. The door will be open, and the Lord will grant you your heart's desire in every sphere of your life. God bless you. Take care for now. Enjoy your Sunday, and bye for now.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we? Yes, the world will bow down.